Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. Dina's shirt at the 40. Dina is out today. Lopez in with your gossip at 640. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with car loans up to 7 years for terms. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right. So what's up in dirt?
Well, Tracy Morgan not taking any more chances with his new Bugatti. He recently paid a restaurant employee to watch the car while he and a friend just had dinner at the restaurant in the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Sure.
You know, it got hit a while back. He had to spend tons of money to get it fixed. Well, an eyewitness was telling Us Weekly that he paid one of the bartenders who just finished his shift $100 to keep an eye on it. And then he and his friend had dinner. And then the source also said that in addition to giving the bartender an unexpected bonus, he also left a very generous tip for the waiter. So that's good news to hear about him. That's kind of cool.
Well, you know, the Bugatti costs about $3 million. So, yeah.
Yeah.
$100 probably is worth it.
Not a big deal.
No.
I don't know if he can do that every time he goes out, but it's worth
a
shot. Well, Simone Biles is breaking her silence about her brother, Tevin Biles Thomas. Mm-hmm. She's having a hard time processing the news that he was arrested and charged in a triple murder case last week. She went on to Twitter to finally open up about it, and she said, "My heart for everyone involved, especially the victims and their families. There is nothing I can say that will heal anyone's pain, but I do want to express my sincere condolences to everyone affected by this terrible tragedy." And she finished up by asking everyone to respect her family's privacy. Wow. As they deal with this. Now, Simone and Tevin didn't grow up together. They were put in foster care while their mother, Shannon Biles, struggled with addiction. So Simone and Adria, her sister, was raised in Texas, and Tevin was in Ohio.
What a crazy story.
Not really connected very well, but still, she knows who he is, so...
DinasDirt.com.
Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas got married after just a couple months of dating, but of course to them it might feel a little bit longer, even longer than they know, because she recently posted on Instagram his wrong age. Now, she wasn't way off, but...
Did he even tell her?
She might not even have known.
You never know.
She may have just guessed it, but she posted showing some love for Nick as he launched his new tequila company. In the caption, she said she's so proud of her husband for owning his own tequila at 27 years old, but he's actually only 26. He's almost 27. It's coming up, but his fans kept posting comments, of course, to say that he's 26 for 14 more days.
Well,
technically, he's 26, so, you know.
When I drink tequila, I don't remember anybody's age either.
That might have been what the problem was.
I don't go putting it on the web.
DinasDirt.com.
And Baby Rexha has been very vocal about all the criticism she's received about her body and her age throughout the years. And she's opening up some pressure that she felt early on in her career to lose weight. She was talking to Cosmopolitan UK, and she said when she was starting out, she was 130 pounds, which is not much at all. And she was told she needed to lose 20 pounds. She says, "I was so cold all the time, I would starve myself before shooting a music video." She said there was always someone around to monitor her fitness and made her work out twice a day. She'd sit opposite me and the dinner table and say, "You're not losing enough," when all I was eating was salad. So it's really tough. The things that people do to these other people.
One of the feeling, too, the people that tell her this are probably overweight.
But they're not the ones in front of that. They don't care. It doesn't matter what they're doing.
I know.
They're not the ones who are being told to do that.
Still, that's ridiculous. You had to lose 20 pounds.
It's really harsh. You know, that's sometimes what they do in the celebrity world. So just, you know, love you for who you are and how you look is perfect. That's all I got to say. And we'll have Fresh Dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Exactly 7:40, and time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez in for Dina, who is out today. And this dirt being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you refinance your car with PVCU, you can make no payments until after the holidays. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Lopez?
All right, Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for using her likeness without permission. They're seeking $10 million from the company for using a lookalike model to promote their Riley Rose beauty brand.
Very close. close on looks.
Yep.
Yeah.
The New York Post is reporting that the court documents say Forever 21 approached her back in December about an endorsement deal. She turned them down because the amounts that they offered to pay for the right to use her name and likeness were insufficient. And when they couldn't get her, apparently the documents say they instead got someone who looked like her to pose in clothing and accessories that resembled the clothing she wore in her music videos. And not only that, they say the retailer shared at least 30 unauthorized images and videos misappropriating Miss Grande's name, image, likeness, and music, and even reshared images from her social media accounts.
Wow, it wouldn't have been bad if they didn't ask her in the first place.
Like, right, if they just kind of found someone?
Yeah, that looked like her. I don't think they'd be in legal trouble, but since they asked her and she said no.
Now it looks
like,
shady.
Oh yeah, well, we'll teach you.
So we'll see what happens with that.
DinaStirk.com.
Britney Spears is dealing with some major family drama. The Blast reported that her dad, Jamie Spears, is being investigated for child abuse, allegedly getting physical with Britney's 13-year-old son, Sean. Now, according to the sources, Britney's ex, Kevin Federline, filed a report with the police last Sunday accusing Jamie of abusing his son. And TMZ says that he told cops Jamie and Sean got into an argument at Jamie's home, and he actually kicked down a door to get to Sean and put his hands on him, though the child wasn't injured. So an investigation is taking place right now. The DA is deciding whether or not to charge Jamie.
Hope that's all untrue.
Hopefully nothing bad happens there.
DinaStirk.com.
A few months ago, we talked about Robert Pattinson getting the next role as Batman. And it turns out those rumors broke a little too early. Someone was tipped off about the role before Pattinson had even auditioned for it. He was talking to Variety, and he says he was furious when he found out about the leak. He was worried that the premature hype would spook Warner Brothers, and he wouldn't get the role after all because he was panicking that, you know, people would be saying stuff, and he wouldn't even have a chance to audition for it.
Right. He didn't sign on the dotted line yet.
Right. They didn't even see him as it.
He didn't want people bashing him before he even did it.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
So luckily, everything worked out, and he did get cast, but he was a little scared at first, and we don't know who leaked it.
DinaStirk.com.
And Katherine Schwarzenegger, not afraid to shut down some trolls. She hit back to some haters on Instagram after posting some really great selfies. She is Maria Shriver's daughter and also John F. Kennedy's niece. So a troll responded to Katherine posting some killer selfies and said, "Remember when Kennedys used to do, like, stuff for society?" So she wrote back, like, she said, "I'm submitting my final draft of my fourth book and on my way to do an interview on behalf of shelter animals." So, I mean, just because you post a selfie of yourself doesn't mean you're not doing anything else in life.
And that's a good excuse to use. Nah, 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 nah.
So,
I got a better life than you, troller.
People just gotta stop. Slow down and stop, please.
All it takes is one person to ruin the party.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
That's it.
And that is your Dirt at 740. Well, a fresh air in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
And here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a great rate on an auto loan right now, as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's happening, Lopez?
All right. Robert Pattinson was talking to Variety. He said he felt very powerful when he put the bat suit on for the first time while auditioning for the Batman movie. He says, "It's maybe the craziest thing I've ever done in terms of movie stuff. It does feel quite transformative. You do feel very powerful immediately." He says, "It's pretty astonishing. So the ritual of getting into it, though, is pretty humiliating. You've got five people trying to shove you into something."
All in the same changing room, huh?
Yep. Once you got into it, it's like, yeah, I feel strong. I feel tough, even though I had to have someone squeezing my butt cheeks into the legs.
Oh, wow. If you have an itch there, too, it's going to be horrible.
Too bad.
Yeah. It's like a back scratcher down there.
So, you know, it's empowering, but at the same time, humbling to have all these people squeeze you in there.
Can you imagine those people? They go home. "What'd you do today, honey?"
I squeezed Robert Pattinson's butt cheeks.
Yeah.
But could be a good gig. Some people might want to sign up for that. As you might recall, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got some flack last week for taking a private jet on vacation with baby Archie in France and Ibiza. And plenty of people are coming to their defense, like Elton John and Ellen DeGeneres. Well, Prince Harry has started talking about it. He went to Amsterdam to promote his new travel sustainability initiative. It's called Travelist, and he spoke about his dedication to the environment. And he also said we can all do better, saying that maybe that they can figure out ways to do better about their traveling. Mm-hmm. But he said his biggest priority is also keeping his family safe. Because if he take, like, coach with a bunch of people, that could be dangerous for a prince. So he said, no one is perfect. We all have a responsibility for our individual impact. I spend 99% of my life traveling the world by commercial, but occasionally there needs to be times to keep my family safe. So he's trying to find the way to be environmentally friendly and also keep his family
tries
safe.
To go discreet until at the boarding gate they're like, royal family now boarding.
DinaStirk.com.
Goes with children and royalty. Boarding first.
Lisa Rinna does not care what you say about her online. She's going to keep on dancing. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star keeps sharing clips of herself jamming out to her favorite songs online, which apparently, for some reason, people are taking issue with. People just keep posting hateful comments about her while she's just trying to have some fun. But the haters think that she loves herself a little too much. And so she feels good about herself. She feels like she looks good, so she wants to keep on dancing. She's 56 and looks great, but she doesn't mind a little bit of the backlash. She just decided to keep shoving it in their face, and her last video shows her showing off her abs, dancing in a bikini and a cowboy hat. So she put encore, duh. And that's it.
Shoving it in your face.
She's like, who cares what you think? I'm still going to be me. And finally, Elton John, of course, has been around for quite a while, making a huge musical legacy, and now he's getting honored with stamps. Elton's 50 years in show business is getting announced by the Royal Mail. They're going to be, he's actually only the second solo artist to ever receive that honor. There are going to be 12 stamps, 8 of them going to be some of his popular music covers, and some of them going to be his iconic live performances as well. So he said, to say I'm surprised when Royal Mail got in touch is an understatement. Never did I think I'd appear on a stamp.
Wow.
It's wonderful, a great honor.
That's awesome when you send a letter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he does that anymore, but like you put your picture on it.
That would be right. Like, he only uses his own stamps.
Yes. Like, it's obviously from me.
Right.
Wouldn't that be weird, like, putting your picture on as a stamp?
I would love that if he used those exclusively. And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com, including the podcast as well, with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.